Big show in New Hampshire, January 1st, kicking off the new year in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Shaskeen Pub. I am headlining. They have an awesome room in the back. Hot comedy shows. Big names go through there. It's going to be a hot one. January 1st, 2020, Rye Dune, Shaskeen Pub, your boys headlining. Check out the bio of this pod for links and shit like that. Follow me everywhere at Rye Dune. I'm even on TikTok, motherfucker. Rye Dune. Brandon, where can people find you, you stupid bitch?
They can find me in the gutter outside of a fucking Sizzler.
Brandon is at BJ Calvillo on all social media platforms. Are you on TikTok, dude?
Yeah, whatever. What of it?
What of it?
What of it? Yeah, I'm on all the stuff, and I don't have any shows to promote. The only thing I want to promote is good health, posy vibes, and, you know, saving yourself till marriage. Brandon's crazy. He's very sad.
I'm so sorry, Dad. Graham Rogers, he's what? On the pod.
Damn, what's up, boys?
What's going on, Graham?
Damn,
Graham, up, I haven't boys? Seen you for a while. It's been about, oh,
I know.
Well, it's been about technically a week, 5 days, because we apparently saw each other at our friend's
funeral.
The funeral party.
Yes, we went to my friend Kat's, our friend, Kat's 30th birthday, and it was a funeral theme party for her youth.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, yeah, it wasn't, I know you were pretty thrown off because we kept saying, yeah, I mean, I walked in the eulogies and everyone was getting blasted on White Claws.
And you're like, I saw you at the party. When did you do your eulogy? I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then you said Kat's?
Kat, yeah.
Your friend Kat's 30th? I thought your friend had a cat that turned 30.
She does have a cat amazing. Also.
She has a cat,
named
too.
Pringle. And Pringle's an actor cat.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, great on-camera cat.
Wow, yeah. Must be very calm and docile.
Oh, it's a nice butterball cat.
Who's cat? Do I know this girl?
You don't know... Yeah, no, you do know Kat. Remember that short that me, you, Jason, and Marlon made, where we're all just sitting around a thing talking. She was the producer.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
guess I wasn't invited.
You were there
to the party.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I thought you weren't invited. What do you mean you were there?
I actually asked if I could bring my friend Rydoon, and she said.
And I told Kat, I was the person that said, if somebody asks for Rydoon to come, say no.
Oh, you were the...
Yeah, I was the guy that told her, no, you
or
can't.
You say, eeny, meeny, miny, no.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, nah, straight. Mm-hmm. Can Rydoon come? Nah, straight.
And guess what, dude? I drank all... They had a fucking whole thing full of LaCroix. I drank all of them in your honor, dude.
Wow.
I was drinking Pamplemousses, so I had to pee so bad, dude.
But yeah, no, that was fun, that funeral party.
Did you get emotional, Brandon, when you heard the eulogy at all? Did you think about your own mortality?
No, not really. I just thought, damn, this is awesome. I love cake. And that was really all I thought.
You're a simple man.
Yeah. I have like the mind of like a goldfish that just like loses what it's thinking every 2 seconds, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. A goldfish is born again every 2 seconds because its brain can't form sweet. Memories.
That's powerful.
Yes, Nolan. Salvation. Born again goldfish. He finds the Lord every
two seconds.
Yeah,
two or three seconds.
Damn.
Goldfish are Christian.
Don't bring religion into this.
I'm just saying that it's nice that you guys are starting to come around.
On religion.
On faith. Jesus is your Lord. Say it. Say it, right?
My higher power is my higher power.
Oh, that's...
What's your higher power? Is it
Oh, dude, it changes, man. Today was
deity?
Today was a palm tree.
Like I said, today was brownies, son. And now it's gas X.
That's the devil, dude. Brownies are the devil, but a delicious devil. But today, you know, when I see palm trees, I think about how stoic they are and how much they have to deal with. They just sit and bear that sunshine all day long. Mm. That's a power greater than myself, a palm tree.
And they're not native to this area at all, right?
Damn.
Palm tree. No, they're put here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the palm trees are fake here in Hollywood.
Johnny Palm Tree. The legend of Johnny Palm Tree.
Mm-hmm. Part of the palm tree family.
Johnny Appleseed's brother, which you wouldn't think two brothers named Johnny, but legend has it.
Are they related to the pine tree, Christmas tree family, or is there no correlation?
No correlation.
Mm.
Zero correlation. Dumb question.
That was some good improv.
Yeah.
No. Man, you guys read
this
each other.
This is going in now.
All right, dead in the water.
Yeah. That's fun to see that play out, though.
Yeah.
Like a bit die that bad. That was great.
That's funny.
I was going to... I was going to say I got into the... I walked into a Christmas tree patch. What are they called, those things?
Farm.
Christmas tree farm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, but they're not growing there, so why do they call them a farm? Mm-hmm. Aren't farms places that grow things?
They used to... I got a Christmas tree at a Christmas tree farm growing up.
Like an actual, like they were, like they would chop down the trees?
Yeah.
Dang. Whoa, that's cool.
That's so Minnesotan of you.
Yeah. Are you from Minnesota? Yeah, where are you from?
I'm not from Minnesota, dude.
You have an accent.
I'm from that down and dirty Mississippi.
Oh, shit. So you're racist.
Mm. Oh, dude, 150%.
Dude. Damn.
I keep it down to my toes, you know how I'm saying?
That down dirty Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah. So you got a live Christmas tree cut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of Christmas tree. There's a lot of trees being planted to become Christmas trees.
Oh, damn!
Granted, they are cut down, but at least they're still being planted.
Mm-hmm.
No, it'd be better if it was planted and not cut down, though. We could all agree, because then that would kind of really help. Planting it and then cutting it down.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
Hey, you know, it's still giving off oxygen or carbon.
Dioxide, carbon dioxide, because carbon monoxide is what
dioxide.
What happens when you're in the garage and you're unhappy about yourself?
Yeah,
yeah.
Good times.
I failed that maneuver a few times.
Yeah,
in my garage.
Attempted?
In a Prius.
Yeah,
have any of you guys ever tried
in an
electric
car? Yeah, I did. I tried it in a Tesla. It didn't work out.
You just got more like amped up.
Yeah,
you just got like you're like, damn, I feel even better than ever.
Yeah, energized. Alpha and Beta. Mm. Graham is wearing a NASCAR shirt.
NASCAR, dude.
That's pretty alpha.
It's pretty alpha, right?
I'd say we could all agree that that's super alpha.
But high socks, kind of beta.
A little bit.
You know? Or is it alpha because I don't give a fuck, you know? That's that high dad socks. Style.
Yeah.
High socks are in these days, right?
I wear them because it just feels like I get a little more support, and I feel like my thighs look a little bit thicker and more powerful with high socks on.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I feel like it's a good lap to rock a baby on. That's why I want to be a dad, because I can just rock a baby and just burp a little baby. You know, that's the only reason I want to be a dad, because I got dad legs for it.
Dad legs.
And then when the baby gets too
old, you
got
some good legs.
Yeah,
dude, I
work a good bod, dude.
Dude, well, not after these brownies.
He sent me a nude once.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, I did. and he got weirded out because he should have been.
I didn't know you
We were going through a hard time.
It wasn't really nude. I could pull it up.
Please,
like, this will make you feel better.
Dude, you still have it, dude?
Yeah, it's got to be in the text.
So I went through a really horrible breakup 2 years ago, and the way I reacted to it was like, okay, you can either gain weight or you can either become the best in the best shape of your life.
Yeah,
you know. So I went that route.
Okay,
and I got super ripped, super shredded, and I was just proud of my progress. So I just.
Is that your picture?
It's not a nude.
I thought it was a nude.
That's still uncomfortable, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, show him.
I didn't know Graham that well when he sent me this.
Why did I send it to you?
Where'd you guys meet, anyways?
As a joke. I thought it was funny, but it was...
as a joke that had a lot of underlying like truth and sadness to it, and I wanted you to appreciate my body and the hard work I put in.
Did you guys just meet at like a bar one night, and you're like, and then he just sent you that the next day? What happened?
No, we knew each other through comedy, but not very well.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not well enough for that shit.
No. Then I dated a girl that you knew through a girl you were seeing.
Yes.
But then a year later, I was just getting over my heartbreak over Frank, codename. So I was like, all right, I'm feeling all right. And then I saw Graham at the Comedy Store just like... about to kill himself. Hit a gun to his head.
A literal piece
Jesus.
To my noggin, dude. And like right from like across the store was like, dude. It's like, what's wrong?
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like, I am going through a breakup, man. And I remember at one point, like somebody else started to talk to me and you were like, Rye, come on. Like you wanted me to stop talking to that person and continue with you. I was like, all right, 1 second, man. Sorry.
I was like, don't leave me. Oh, the only hope.
And then, so what was it? The next day, you sent him that nude, and you're just like trying to, you're testing the waters.
Yeah, kind of
a little bit.
Like, I was like, for some reason, I trust.
Do you think I'm sexy? Please say yes.
If not, if not, this gun is loaded and pointed at my temple. Please,
actually. He just sent the pic, no context. And I was like, hey,
No context. Well, what? How did you want him to respond?
I wanted him to be both proud and I wanted him to recognize me.
Okay.
I guess I wanted to show him that there was still some hope.
Gotcha. All right.
You know, and that like, I don't know how that even transpired, but I sent it to a few people that day, and Raya was part of it. I sent it to my friend Ted.
Group text.
It was individual text, individual. Raya, my group, my friend Ted.
Okay.
And I think I actually sent one to like my sister, because I wanted a family member to know that I was all right. Also, it was my brother or sister or my dad or either one, any one of those.
Make a little text going, "Hey, I'm okay." It probably works too.
Yeah,
just a little tag. Hey, I'm doing all right.
Or here's my pubic bone. Okay, here's why you sent me this nude. So you said, "What are you doing tonight?" And I said, "I have a date." Ugh. And I said, "I'm fat." And then you sent the pic and said, "You sent that pic and said, not me."
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Not me. That's so rude. Why did I do that?
And then you moved on. You're like, "Dude, fuck dates. I went to one last night and ate this girl's butt, but wasn't into her." And I just said, "Ha ha, Jesus. Thanks for the bald pubic bone pic." And then you said, "Who are you going out with tonight?" And then I said, "One sec. Still not over the pic you just sent." "I might have to cut ties with you." I don't know you all that well.
No, not well.
Send me
well
nude.
At all.
Like, so anyways, what else is up? good stuff.
That's so funny. Yeah, I think there's something very funny about like texting someone a little bit too much information before you know them that well.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Like getting a little too deep with someone before you get to know them that well. Like you just meet someone and you're like, "Yeah, man, my dad just got into prison." You're like, "Whoa, dude, we're at Trader Joe's right now."
I went
now.
On a first date yesterday.
Congratulations, dude.
And I said, "Hey, listen, I've thought about suicide in the past year." She was like, "Oh, okay." And I was like, "Also, I can't think of anything funny, guys, but it's true. I went on a first date, but that's all I'm going to say about
you
it."
You had
okay?
it with the suicide thing. You
just ended it there. Yeah.
Right.
That's
not true. Actually.
Sometimes a chef knows when he's put too much salt in the dish.
I kept everything
sure
easy.
Let's do a beta alpha test in this room. Right. I don't know how we're going to figure this out. But
pull our pants down, dude.
I suppose. I mean, we already know what you look like, basically.
Well, you haven't seen the Little Red Rocket, though.
I suppose.
Alpha as fuck.
Little Red Rocket?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Little yes, sir. Mississippi could, down here. Little engine that could.
Oh, boy. Well, okay, well, let's start on Rye. We're going to do a group vote.
I feel like we're all relatively more so alpha than beta. No one's like, "Nee, nee, nee."
Yeah, no one is. Damn, dude. Well, who is that person? Who is it?
That was a good impression. That was a really good impression of Brandon.
Oh,
you nailed it.
Dude, alpha.
You nailed it.
Dude, alpha, damn. Right? Alpha, putting dude. Down betas, that makes you alpha.
Yeah. Thank you, dude.
Damn.
Brandon, you're an alpha, but I would love to see you try to catch any ball.
Oh, are you? He's one of those.
Probably.
You've never seen me do that. You've never seen me. I played football.
When?
When I was what?
Just like one day.
No, I was in. Pretty sure it was a pee wee league.
All right.
Yeah. I was about 12 years old. I played football, and I was
the center
linebacker.
You're so fucking fat.
Linebacker.
Yeah, fat fuck.
12 years old is also too old for Pee Wee League, I feel like. Pee Wee League is like 6 and 7 year olds.
Maybe it wasn't Pee Wee. Maybe it was the actual
Maybe
big
it was
leagues.
The NFL.
Maybe it was the NFL.
Maybe. You play for the Vikings.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm a linebacker, so eat shit.
I played football in freshman year high school. Yeah. What about you?
I played football. I played 1 year and got intimidated because of the shower situation and quit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Respect. And then I was not very good also. And my friend Eric Davis kept beating me out for the position of tight end. Mm. And I got resentful about that and then quit. But I ended up becoming a male cheerleader in high school. So
really?
Everything works out good.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Were
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I was a male cheerleader. I mean, not an athletic one per se, but a fun one to look at on the sidelines. Yeah.
Were you as like muscular
school?
As you are now?
No. In high school, I was a fucking little fluff ball.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I was that little redheaded nest.
Mm.
you know.
Were you actually a high school?
I was, yeah. And so we would do dances.
Damn.
Now, was this pep social rallies?
Was this
It was cool. It was alpha at the time.
It was?
Yeah, because it was so. It was like you get to really believe in yourself to do it, and people respect you for it.
It's like reverse beta, kind of. It's like it's so beta, it's alpha.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. So we would do dances and we would like, it was fun. So, girls everywhere, dude, you know, smoking pot. It was no one, you know, it was so good, dude, you know,
smoking pot during the cheers.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And then people would tattletale because Mississippi pot is super taboo, or was when I was in high school. Yeah. So you had to hide that shit. And if you even smelled a little musky, you're going to get railed on, dude.
Yeah,
Mississippi. People were not cool with pot.
What part of Mississippi?
Jackson.
Jackson.
Yes, sir.
I lived with a girl who went to, I had a roommate who was from Jackson.
What's her name?
Fuck.
We're probably thinking of the same girl.
No, she had a really thick accent. Mm-hmm. I lived with her in a house with her in Jackson, Wyoming. Wait, is Jackson a tiny town?
It's not that. It's a metropolitan.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought she was from a tiny ass town. Maybe it wasn't Jackson.
Maybe it was Pocahontas, Mississippi.
I mean, no need to bring race into this.
Oh, okay. I was about to say no need to bring Rebecca, my favorite Disney film into this.
No. She got a married name. Her first name's Rebecca. Fun story. When the first day I lived there, she was calling my name, but with the accent, I thought she was calling for a Ron. So she's like, Ron! Ron, do you want some food? Ron wants food. And I was like petting a dog. I was like, well, she's not talking to me.
She's like, why is my boyfriend completely unresponsive?
Wait, boyfriend?
Wait, didn't you say this was, she was your
God? Didn't what you say a terrible guest.
Didn't you say this was your girlfriend?
Just a roommate.
Oh, your roommate. But you probably also tried to slip it in once or twice.
No, actually, no.
Really?
She lived... Our other roommate was her boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I had a girlfriend, long distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is she? She was from Arkansas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, she's from New Hampshire.
Oh, live free or die.
That's right.
That's on the license plate. They're real hard asses.
No help.
Damn.
You don't need to wear helmets on motorcycles.
No, you don't. If you wear a helmet, you're a beta.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sucks.
So what's... Jackson, Mississippi.
You just got so despondent.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
When'd you move to LA, or when'd you move out of Jackson?
I moved out of Jackson after, so out of college, I got a job at a used mattress store. But the thing is, we were the only people that knew that they were used mattresses, right? Like everyone else thought they were the new mattresses.
But, oh no!
Oh, we were buying them secondhand for sure.
All right.
And so it was me and two other dudes, and it was in Rankin, Mississippi, a small county outside of Jackson, and we would. No one ever came in the store. We would hang out. We'd all take nap time. We'd take 2 hour naps, naps. At 4 o'clock, we would close the store down. Sort of close till 6. We walk to the gas station, get beers and hot Cheetos, and then we'd freestyle for an hour.
You didn't have a single customer come in the whole day?
Oh, I mean, sometimes people would come in to sleep. People never bought mattresses. People would just come in there to catch up on some sleep.
Wow.
Honestly, a few times. And we would also sell the mattresses ourselves. Like, we wouldn't go through the store system. We would sell them. We'd be like, hey, like, if you want this mattress, we got something in the back. You got cash, we'll give it to you for like $100. And we honestly, the store made no money. We got rich.
Was this the store was like a front for drug?
No, it was just maybe though. I mean, no, I think it was just mattresses, but we got away with a lot.
Nice. How old were you?
22, probably. Yeah.
Do you ever do anything
freestyle
silly on those mattresses, if you know what I'm saying?
No, but my good buddy Marcus was a black man with very blue eyes, very handsome man, and he would slay back there, dude. He would like pretty much have like a do not enter sign in the back of the warehouse. He'd be with his ladies all day long.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And you know someone's slaying because, you know, when you would see him, he'd give you one an elbow.
Oh,
because, you know, his hands were dirty.
Fingered my date yesterday.
Really? That's awesome, bro.
Cool, dude.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Didn't even kiss her. It was a 2:30 p.m. coffee date.
Oh, you ain't getting nothing, son.
That's how you know you're getting old.
I'm not gonna
go on a 2 p.m. coffee.
No, she was actually happy about it.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Do you think you're gonna see this girl again, Ryan?
Yeah, we have plans to.
Wow.
I really love her so much.
Really?
Dude, I do you think she's the one for you?
I know she is.
Really?
And if she if this doesn't work out,
it's
all over for me.
Dunzo.
Did you tell her that? Like, listen, if this doesn't work out between me and you, I am headed for the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I've been suicidal in the past year. And if you break up with me, I will kill myself.
Oh, boy.
She was like, we're not even together yet.
Our coffee hasn't even gotten here yet.
So you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm in love.
Congratulations.
So I'm in love.
Yes, man. Congrats.
That's awesome. I want to go to the wedding.
I'm going to go to the wedding. Pardon the interruption, but this episode is brought to you by Keeps. 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35.
What?
Brandon. The good news? With today's advancements in science, Keeps offers proven treatments that can combat the symptoms of hair loss and help you keep the hair you have at half cost of your local pharmacy, Brandon.
Why do you keep saying my name?
You're balding.
Oh.
You don't have to go broke to avoid going bald, Brandon. Keep offers generic. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. Some of you may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Plus, Keeps now offers a prescription shampoo to keep your scalp healthy too, Brandon. The sooner you start using Keeps, Brandon, the more hair you'll save, Brandon. So act fast, Brandon! Keeps has revolutionized the way men are treated for hair loss. Thanks to Keeps, you no longer have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription.
And you can keep your hair.
Yeah, Keeps! Now you can visit the doctor online and get your hair loss medication delivered to your home, Brandon. No more waiting rooms and no more pharmacy checkout lines. Get doctor attention and discreet drug delivery, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home, Brandon.
Yep, okay.
Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication, Brandon. Keeps' treatments start at just $10 a month. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. That's one hell of a deal for getting to keep your hair. Brandon, does this sound like something you'd like to have in your life? Do you want to keep your hair, Brandon?
Yes.
Well, then get Keeps. Are you going to?
Uh-huh.
Well, good, because we're having some Keeps sent to us, and I'm going to check back with you to see how you like it, all right?
I will surely do that.
If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/dad to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/dad. Brandon, what is it?
KEEPS.com/dad.
I want you to remember that so you can get some.
Okay,
in addition to what they're already generously sending us. Because you are going bald, dude. You are going bald, Brandon. Brandon's laughing.
KEEPS.com/dad.
I actually recently told a girl that I loved her. It was the first time, really. And I was nervous 3 weeks into a relationship, and it was oozing out of my heart. And I told her
You say 3 weeks into a relationship?
About 3, yeah.
Whoa.
It was about 3 weeks too long. I wanted to tell her that first date also. I'm a helpless romantic.
Oh, okay.
And it was
also known as a psychopath.
Yeah. I love you.
It could be. I mean, yeah. I mean, now I just can't stop saying it. I'm gushing. I'm like a gushy little heart, a throbbing heart right now.
Gushy little Mississippi boy.
I have a friend of mine who says to me that he loves me every time I leave the car, whenever he drops me off, or if I leave his house, goes, all right, love you.
I love that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I would do that.
I like that too.
Yeah, me too.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Who is it?
I didn't tell you.
Jesse, your brother?
I mean, of course we say I love you to each other.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, my family doesn't do that.
Wait, really? Oh, Irish Catholic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you ever say, have you ever said you love, like a lot, have you said I love you to your parents or any siblings or anything like that? And they just... Don't say it back.
I say it to my mom.
And she says it back?
I said, yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Usually she says it first.
Okay. Mm.
I said it to my dad once, and he said, jeez, I know, right? And another time, I had a joke about how we've never said I love you, and he was at the show in Boston. And I paused and looked over to him and said, I love you, Dad. And he said, I love you too, right? That was the first time he's ever said it.
Aww.
In public for a bit.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
You did?
The rest of my set.
Did you really?
I was like, wow. You know what, guys? I don't have any comedy in me anymore.
Yeah, you just quit that
I'm
night.
I'm cured.
Yeah.
All I need was my dad's love.
I'm grateful now. What were we saying?
We were talking about...
Oh, yeah, you're in love. Did she say back?
Yeah. Well, so this is how it played out. Do you want to play her?
Sure.
Okay.
Man, these chicken wings are great.
Hey, I have something I need to tell you.
Okay.
No.
What is it?
That's cute.
Graham, what is it?
It's stupid.
No. Oh, look at you getting all bashful. No. Waiter, can I get another Sprite, please?
I don't. We were actually in bed, so.
Oh, okay.
She's a little nicer.
Yeah, she's really nice. Okay, so should we start? Should we pretend that we're
in bed? Okay, well, let's pretend like we're in bed. Wow. I love this episode of The Price is Right.
It would have been funny if you still said, these chicken wings are great.
Chicken wings.
Hey, Price is Right.
I love watching The Price is Right while eating my chicken wings.
I have something to tell you.
What is it, Graham, darling?
I can't tell. It's dumb. No, it's too soon.
Nothing's too dumb for me.
I don't know. No, it's okay.
Graham, stop. I hate when you do this.
I love you.
All right, you're going to have to sleep on the couch.
Waiter, can I get another Sprite?
Yeah, another Sprite.
We did have a waiter actually come in and break up how freaking weird it was, her roommate.
How did she respond?
She goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, I love you, too.
Oh, right,
oh
nice.
Boy. Jesus.
Yeah, it was long and drawn out.
Oh, man.
In America,
is she Southern? Too?
No, she's not from the South at all.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Well, she said it. She sang it back. That's good.
Yeah, because you know someone means it when they sing it back. Pitch voice.
Break out into song and dance.
I told Frank after we broke up. I wasn't like, yeah, I told her I loved her. And she said, whoa.
I like his story a little bit more. His story's a little better.
Wait. When you broke up, you told a girl that you loved her when she broke up.
I was like, so I was trying to get back with her. She was like, kind of not fully. She didn't really want to break up. She was like, I think I should. I'm in a bad place. And I was like, I don't care. And then I was like, I realized that after we broke up, I realized that I love you. And then she was like, whoa. Then I said, now say it back.
Because that's
what you say to somebody that's indifferent.
You're like, come on, say it back.
Come on. She forgot that I told her that because we reconnected like 2 years later. And I was like, yeah, woo. She was like, wow. I didn't actually want to break up. I was like, yeah, you were fucked up.
Yeah.
So was I. And I was like, remember, I even said I loved you. She was like, you did?
Wow. Damn.
Daniel. Improv.
So we got married.
Single.
Single.
Yeah.
Pringle.
Cat. In the hat.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Hey, that all rhymed. Yeah. Cat in the hat. I like that.
Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get married one day?
Probably. Right now I'm saying no because I'm 25.
I'm going to get married, I think, tomorrow. No, we're seeing each other early next week.
Oh, cool, man.
Like early. I don't even know what to think about it.
But it's on your iCalendar. It's going off on all your alarms.
She hasn't texted me all day.
Oh, damn, it's over. Rye, are you going to get married one day?
Yeah, very soon.
Okay. Graham?
Yes.
No, I don't know. I think I'd like to.
Graham, Ryan's like, yes.
You gonna marry this broad?
I don't know. Yeah, it's too.
You
soon.
Love her.
When did you?
After 3 weeks. That's a big deal, man.
Week four, marriage.
Week four is marriage. Yeah, I'm talking about meeting the parents, dude. I go from
love that
zero
movie.
To 60. Oh, it's a great movie. Uh-huh. Meet the Fockers. Meet the parents.
Meeting the parents.
But yeah, it
and then Little Fockers.
Yeah,
that was great. The last one.
Yeah. Great film.
Yeah.
and then the little baby Fockers.
Mm-hmm. Look who's fucking now.
Mm-hmm. Robert De Niro. You know, he's probably getting a lot of praise for this new Irishman garbage, but Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers is where he peaked as an actor.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Are you meeting your parents?
I think we're going to try to plan for her to meet, to come up to. I'm going to go home to South Carolina. Blah, I can't speak. Too much sugar in my system. Okay, so I'm going to South Carolina. I don't know where my family lives. My family lives all over the place.
You don't know where your family lives?
No, everyone lives in different places. I have no idea. We're not in the same time zone. It's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to see my dad in South Carolina. She's seen her parents in Tennessee. So we're going to try to rendezvous somewhere in the middle, maybe in the Smokies.
Mm.
You know? Hey, let's meet up at this cabin.
Mm.
Let's meet up at this front porch.
Mm. Maybe Chattanooga.
That's a great town. I went to boys camp in Chattanooga, actually, one time.
Boys camp?
Alpine camp for boys. Lots of boys, lots of stinky armpits.
Yuck. Where's Chattanooga?
It's in the Smoky Mountains, Tennessee.
What are the Smoky Mountains? I've never been to Tennessee.
Oh, there's these mountains that are beautiful, cascading, rolling mountains, and they're all covered in low-altitude clouds, so they look very smoky.
Ooh.
Cool.
It's very cool. A lot of wildlife and probably some endangered human beings up there. People that haven't seen really roads or people in a while.
Off the grid or like super poor?
Off the grid.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Real, like legit off the grid. Not like I'm going to Joshua Tree. I'm off the grid.
Right.
Yeah. Off the grid.
I thought you were talking about like Bigfoot or something.
Maybe.
You guys believe in Bigfoot? Kind of sidestepping here.
Nah.
A little bit taking on the different road here.
Not really.
No? Mm-mm. Okay, cool. Anyways, continue with the story.
Oh, no.
Smoky Mountains.
Oh, I was going to ask you. So you're 25.
Mm.
And I think you will get married one day.
Probably.
And I can see you having an above ground pool in your backyard.
Above Ouch. Ground. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Above ground.
What have I said to you to make you insult me like that this whole podcast?
I think it's more of a compliment. Actually.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, to your fun energy. Because above ground pools have a fun dad behind it.
I suppose.
No one's funny that's living that has a pool that you can dive into.
You gonna have kids?
Yes, I actually, the thing is, I know I'm going to have kids.
You know it.
I know I'm going to have kids. I just don't know. I don't know right now I'm going to get married. Like at 25, I'm like, I'm going to have kids. But I'm not like, right now it's like, marriage.
Do you want kids right now?
If I had kids right now, I wouldn't care.
Really?
Like I would embrace it. No, I would embrace it. I totally embrace it. I've thought about that. Like my dad had my oldest brother when he was 25. So I'm like, damn, I'm basically ready. Technically, everybody in this room is ready to have kids.
Yeah.
That's what's weird about it.
We can all shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can come.
He's really good at coming.
I bet.
Rye's great at it.
He has a complexion that just screams come.
Yeah. Milky white skin.
Oh, yuck. Why do you want kids, Rye?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, I'm 35. Things change, I think. I'm also open to not having kids.
Hmm.
You guys talked about kids yet? That's probably
no. We
tomorrow.
Have. No,
we'll talk
no,
tomorrow.
No, no. But tomorrow, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna show her this podcast and say, "Hey, what do you think?" After this podcast, I'm gonna be like, "Just listen. Mm. Come back to me."
Yeah.
3 weeks, huh? That I love you. So I'm still glued on that.
I wanted to say it. Oh, the first time we made it. First time we made out in the Volvo, bro. First time.
That's
dude.
When you knew.
That's what I knew, bro.
Damn.
And it was it just felt right. And maybe to her it felt rushed. Maybe to others it seemed rushed. But to me it was just wham bam thank you ma'am.
Mm.
I love you. And now I can't stop saying I love you.
Mm. Do you say it like that?
I love you. I say I'm so great. I'm like, because I've treated women horribly in past relationships, and I never wanted to do that ever again. So I'm going a new approach. I'm being nice.
Mm.
What? What's that?
What?
Being appreciative of having another person in your life.
Yeah.
And it
that's pretty beta, bro.
It's super beta.
Yeah, it's beta.
Oh, dude, I'm the biggest beta little cuck bitch.
How were you an asshole before?
I was so sick. First of all, I was an addict. And alcoholic, right. And so I would choose drugs and alcohol over that person yeah. I was with.
Mm. What does that mean? Like ignoring phone calls and doing coke instead?
No, it would be like if we say I had plans to go out with her that night, I would stop by and I would always bail on those plans because I would end up drinking and doing blow, and then I'd be like, hey, I can't. Like when I did cocaine, that was my lady. That was my mistress of the night. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter who else was in the picture. That was what I was going to be doing the rest of the night. So I would choose that over. I was super selfish with my time. I was very, very, I was not very giving of my love to another person. I was very hesitant to say that. I never told her. I never ever once said I was grateful for you. I'm appreciative of you. Yeah, I've been there, and I don't want to. I know what it feels like to treat someone like shit, and I don't want to do that again.
Oh, okay.
You know, you learn, like, I think when you go through, like, a traumatic time or, like, when you go through a bad breakup or whatever, you take away from that experience, hey, like, either this is going to make me angry and resentful.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue being shitty towards people I love, or I never want to act that way again because this is a really awful feeling, you know? And so luckily, the latter is the approach that I'm taking. Mm-hmm. But there has been other women in, like, since that relationship that I'm super bad with, like, when I'm saying when something's not working out with a girl, I'm really bad about not ending it directly. I'll ghost them. And I'll just slowly stop talking to them until they just think I'm dead or, like, they get the picture.
Yeah. That's...
Which is a very beta move.
Yeah, it really is.
To just slowly ghost someone or say, like, I've had strep throat for a month now. Sorry, I can't hang out.
Yeah.
Dude, how much caffeine have you bros had today?
None at all.
What? You crazy none. Boy?
Yeah.
Dang.
Boy, how much have you had today?
Oh, I had 2 pre-workout drinks in a row, bang to bang, dude.
You had a bang energy?
Did you work out?
2 bangs in a row, bang to bang.
What?
Is that a pre-workout
before this?
Drink?
Well, I had a few hours ago.
Oh, okay.
Because I just needed to get amped up for the day, you know? I had kind of a weird night's sleep last night, and I needed to correct myself. So I said, I had 700 milligrams of caffeine will do the trick.
Damn.
Jesus. That's dangerous. You know, you're technically only supposed to have 400 milligrams a day. That's the healthy amount for an adult to have.
Oh, I exceed that in one single serving.
Oh.
I love caffeine.
I do too. I have that's the only addiction that I actually really have.
Really?
Is coffee and energy
crack
drinks.
Cocaine.
Yeah, other than that. But energy drinks, like Bang. I love Bang.
What's your favorite energy drink?
Celsius.
Oh, I had a Celsius. Dude, I love
Celsius.
Wait,
is the shit.
The little boys or the big boys?
I usually have the little boys, but sometimes I dive into the big boys.
Oh, the big boys are special.
Big boys are Celsius Heat is what they're called.
I love the Heat. Mm-hmm. I had one this morning also.
Yeah. You had 3 energy drinks.
2 bangs. 1 Celsius.
I had the pomegranate one.
Didn't go to the gym.
The pink. Yeah, I did not work out. I'm in athletic gear. Didn't work out. It is the pink can.
Whoa. What the fuck?
Celsius.
Celsius is the only and energy drinks are the only thing I'm addicted to, like, actually.
Okay, what do you think about Reign energy drinks?
I've never had that.
Bullshit. No, I'm not saying they're bullshit.
Liar.
No, I'm not saying they're liar. I'm just saying that they're a knockoff Bang, you know. They try to come in there with those
similar names.
Yeah, similar names, similar Reign, and there's like a big body on there.
But Reign doesn't sound like Bang sounds like I'm going to get shit done. Yeah. Bang. But, like, Reign sounds like, oh, it's raining. I don't want to do anything because it's raining.
Well, this is Reign, like R-E-I-G-N. Is that how you spell it?
Oh, I thought it was just Reign.
No, dude, like watery rain?
Yeah, like
that's
water
so
rain.
Sweet. That was, like, a great time to read a book and make a rain, but no, it's different than that.
Reign hot chocolate.
Oh. If y'all could make one flavor of like, an energy drink, what would it be?
Pussy.
Damn, dude, that's alpha as fuck, bro.
We gotta wrap this up soon.
Oh, my favorite.
I'm not leaving the studio, by the way.
Mine would be cranberry.
I've never seen a cranberry energy drink.
Red Bull.
Yeah, a cranberry. Yes. There's a cranberry, but it's got like 40 grams of sugar in it. Oh. But it is the fucking best.
Yeah.
It is so good. Yeah,
just
dude.
Sip that up.
But imagine one with all that aspartame in it, you know?
Oh, like, L-aspartame?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's like good. Any kind of fake... flavoring,
yeah, sweetener.
Unnatural sweetening. Bring it in, dude.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah,
you saying you like it?
Oh, I love anything that's artificially flavored or sweetened.
Me too.
Yeah.
Let's get on that. Any energy drink company that's listening to this podcast, and we know you're listening, you better get on cranberry. Just do it around the holidays. Do a Bang Energy cranberry around the holidays like Sprite does.
Yes. Sprite does.
Sprite does that. Come on.
But Bang really rocks out some new and exciting flavors. I had to give them that.
They do.
They have like a Miami Beach flavored now.
Mm. Smells like sand and cum.
Yeah. And freaking.
Smells? Tastes.
Robert and Al Pacino.
That's the show. Thanks, dude. You were fun.
I loved it. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. Can I plug my podcast?
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm looking at Brandon for the okay. I'm just going to ignore that. No. Oh, if you liked who I am, or if you didn't, check out the Great Mistake podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
And Spotify.
Yeah, it's good. It's a silly one. Ross Miller, Steve Marshallek, thanks for donating $25 a month.
And
Nicholas Caprio, $100 a month. That's it. I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Oh,
oh no.